Good evening. I am Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, Year A. Our readings today, Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 to 12, Psalm 112, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 16, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 to 20. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, for His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love because His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith because God's Spirit is with us. Amen. Let us praise God, for He is glorious. Let us give thanks, for God is the source of all good things. Let us worship God now, for God is the Lord of glory. Let us adore Him, for God is the Lord. Amen. Lord, we are here preparing ourselves to worship You as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We know that no words we use will be worthy of You. No song we sing will truly declare Your praise. No prayer we offer will ever reach the heights of Your throne unless it is touched, moved, and empowered by Your Holy Spirit. Lord, in silence, open our hearts, our minds, and our lives to Your loving presence. Now, Lord, go with us. Receive our thanksgiving and fill our praises with Your glory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today we are featuring the national instrument of Trinidad and Tobago. And so our first hymn, Lord, I lift Your name on high. Thank you. We pray the collect for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, You Are Salt and Light. You are salt and light. In the Beatitudes, Jesus, as he begins his earthly ministry, stated quite clearly the characteristics that those who wish to be a part of the kingdom of God must demonstrate. Each characteristic would bestow God's blessing on the individual as he or she demonstrated in their everyday lives and interaction with others. Jesus challenges his followers to demonstrate poverty of spirit, meekness, mercy, peacemaking, and to endure persecution for the sake of the kingdom. These virtues will not only identify them as members of the kingdom of God, but will be reflected in their relationship with God and influence their interaction with others. Having identified the virtues that would bring blessings to his disciples, Jesus directs them to what the outcome of living these virtues would be. Jesus proclaims, "You are the salt of the earth." Matthew chapter 5, verse 13a. In the context of the times in which Jesus lived, this was a very challenging statement. In the days of Jesus, salt was an integral part of daily life. Salt was used as a spice and a preservative and was present in every household. The Greeks called salt divine. The Romans proclaimed, "There is nothing more useful than sun and salt." In the time of Jesus, salt was valued for three special qualities: purity, preservation from decay, and giving flavor. The disciples of Christ are precious. They are of value to God and their community. Their presence should lift the standard of loving action in the community. Each disciple is called to be worth his or her salt. The disciple is present to make a difference in the way the community responds to the challenges of life. As salt, the disciple of Christ has the responsibility to have a preserving influence in the community. As salt is used to preserve meat and slow the process of decay, in the same way, disciples of Christ are to preserve the high standards of integrity, faithfulness, and loving action wherever they find themselves. As the salt of the earth, the disciples of Christ are to add flavor to any situation in which they are involved. Their presence should raise the level of care, compassion, and loving action. The disciples of Christ must always make a significant difference in the loving response to situations of human need and suffering. However, Jesus warns, if the salt loses its flavor, it is then good for nothing. The disciples of Christ must keep their focus on living by the principles and precepts that Jesus taught. They must ensure that they do not lose sight of the motive for action, loving action. If we lose touch with the Holy Spirit, then we lose the source of our saltiness and are therefore good for nothing. To maintain our saltiness, we have to be in touch with the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to direct our lives, that is, our thoughts, words, and actions. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." This is an invitation to be like Jesus, who says in John chapter 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." As the light of the world, we are not only to receive the light which is Christ, but we are to let our light shine. We must bring light into a world of darkness. We are not to keep the light which is Christ to ourselves, but let it bring light into lives and situations that may be covered in darkness. Remember, in the beginning, in a situation of total darkness, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 and 4a. In our Old Testament lesson today from Isaiah chapter 58, the prophet brings the word from God in the ways in which the people would act as lights in the world. God said, "Is not the fast that I choose to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn." Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 to 8a. The disciples of Christ must bring light into every situation of human darkness. We cannot stand by and allow human suffering and injustice to take place. Wherever there is darkness, our light, our imitation of Christ, must shine to bring relief in these situations. The expressions of light in the book of Isaiah reflects the actions Jesus describes in the parable of the Last Judgment, Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46. The disciples of Christ are to feed the hungry, quench the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, take care of the sick, and visit those in prison. That is how our light will shine and bring relief in a world of darkness. Note that Jesus did not challenge us to become salt or light. He said that we are the salt and the light. Our responsibility, therefore, is to fulfill that great commitment. We have a responsibility to seek to be more Christ-like in order to fulfill Jesus' desire for us to be salt and light. The world needs salt and light at this time. The world is in a state of decay, with violence, corruption, murders, which all lead to death and suffering. As salt, the disciples of Christ are to make such a difference that the world would be preserved from the decay that these atrocities bring. The darkness of sin and lovelessness in the world needs to be dispelled by the light of the disciples of Christ. Our task as salt and light is vital for the survival of humankind. As disciples of Christ, we do not live to ourselves, but develop our relationship with God to enable us to be salt and light to others. Why? To let our light shine, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16b. Living the life for Christ and through the Holy Spirit is not for our self-interest, but that God may be glorified and others may be drawn to follow Christ. Our Psalm 112 is a song of praise for the good person who acts with generosity, mercy, and justice. In other words, for one who acts as salt and light, the individual who reveals God to others. Jesus identifies us as the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Let us understand what that entails to enable us to be true salt and true light, to bring honor and glory to God and the hope of salvation to others. Let us never lose our saltiness or allow our light to go out. The world needs salt and light more than ever today. Amen. Let us pray. God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. Blessed Lord, you call your church to be a shining witness to your love and glory. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness to live the good news we proclaim. Bring to fulfillment the hope of your word. God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. Blessed Lord, you challenge the rulers of this world with justice and compassion. Bring release to the oppressed, shelter to the homeless, and food to the hungry. Raise the sights of all governments to honor the dignity of all people. God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. Blessed Lord, you affirm those who with you on the hillside by calling them the salt of the earth. We pray for all whose labors go unnoticed, but uphold our common life. Unite us in the household of your Son. God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. Blessed Lord, when we are weary, give us strength. When we falter, urge us on. When we tremble and fall, lift us up. Refresh and sustain us with your never-failing streams. God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. Blessed Lord, your light breaks forth like the dawn. In your mercy, receive to yourself those who have died. Bring us to rejoice in your rising glory. God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have a steel band rendition of My Redeemer Lives. Thank you. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the love of the Father enfold us, the wisdom of the Son enlighten us, the fire of the Holy Spirit inflame us, and may the blessing of the Triune God rest upon us and abide with us, now and evermore. Amen. And we pray that you will have a spiritually rewarding and refreshing week. Remember that we are having to live with the COVID virus, and so we need to continue to take all the precautions, to wash our hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, to wear our masks, especially in crowded areas, although it might be uncomfortable, and of course, as far as possible, keep your distance. We end with the steel pan version of the goodness of God.